JMI, welcome. My Lord, look who we found in duty free. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Aloha and welcome back. The Fed, the US reaction, 13 days. We're going to make it 14?
Doesn't look like it. Yes, that'd be a big fat no. Well, who knows? I mean, it's halfway through the session, but the Dow's down 120 points as I look at it now. So, yeah, we've had a quick recap on the 24 hours. The market's had to digest that Fed decision, putting their Fed funds rate up 25 basis points. The Dow did keep its that winning streak going yesterday, so we had 13 days, so longest winning streak since 1986. Whether it keeps going, I don't know. Look, the Fed said the door's still open for further rate rises, but it's data dependent. Again, sort of very, I think, consistent with previous Fed guidance. But to take a bit of a step back here, Mike, you know, widespread expectations that there have been in the US of a recession, that's interesting because it's not necessarily how the Fed sees it now. And as you just pointed out, overnight we've had US GDP come out at 2.4% for the second quarter, well ahead of the expectations of 1.8%. And this sort of highlights the thing that the Fed did say, is that everything now is data dependent. So we're looking forward to September. That's the next Fed decision. You've got a couple of non-farm payroll numbers between now and then. You've got a couple of CPI numbers between now and then. Those data releases now loom pretty large in terms of potential market reaction. And I think it's important to sort of take a, also might say, why do we care about this? You know, here in New Zealand, why are we talking about the US market? Well, these inflation outcomes globally, they do seem to have some degree of correlation. And particularly important for us is the direction of our longer term interest rates is driven by what happens offshore. And, you know, when I was sort of looking at this last night, I was saying, you know, market reaction was fairly muted. The 10-year bond rate yesterday actually fell, but that's reversed quite sharply overnight. And it's up 10 basis points on the back of that GDP number. Share markets were steady, but now we're seeing the Dow down. And the US dollar fell yesterday, was so we saw the Kiwi dollar go up. But all that's been reversed overnight again because of that strong GDP number. So data releases come very important now, Mike.
Okay, Ryman and Main Freight. Main Freight was a surprise, wasn't it?
Yeah, Main Freight was a surprise. Quickly on Ryman. You know, Ryman, they had their shareholders meeting. There's always an opportunity to update market. Ryman sort of being a slightly cautious statement, I would have thought yesterday. You know, we know that their fortunes do have some degree of correlation with the housing market. And even though, you know, I'm sort of mindful of, there seems to be a little bit of a wind change at residential property market. We are seeing some sort of green shoots there. Ryman's still being cautious, though. They're saying, what did they say? They say, we remain cautious about market conditions and are particularly mindful of the lagged impact high interest rates can have on the housing market. Their profit guidance still in line with previous forecasts. Share price relatively unchanged. Main Freight, yeah, a bit of a surprise. Their quarterly profit number below analyst forecasts. And if you look at some of the words they're using, Mike, globally they're seeing reduced trading volumes. They've seen a swift reduction in sea and air freight rates. Remember, a lot of these logistics companies were beneficiaries of when the freight rates went very high because of the pandemic. Well, they've come back probably faster than they had expected. Important point to make here, though, Mike, is Main Freight, for Main Freight, one quarter is not as relevant as their long-term plan. They have a 100-year plan. They reiterated that sort of long-term focus yesterday. They're trying to keep discipline around their overhead cost structures. And there was one comment here that really I think I picked up, and they're talking about a hiring freeze. And I think those words are important because that's what the central banks are trying to achieve, Mike. You know, by pushing up the interest rates, by trying to slow the economy, they're trying to slow the employment markets as well. And there you go, Main Freight hiring freeze. Now, their share price fell just under 2.5%. So, yeah, that was probably the surprise on the day in terms of the local market.
Numbers, please.
Yeah, so the Dow Jones down 92 points as I'm looking at it now, 35,428. So that's about 0.25% down. Could still reverse. Who knows? The S&P 500, 4,572, up 5 points. And the NASDAQ, 14,152, up 25 points. That's 0.18%. FTSE 100 overnight gained 0.2%, closing 7,692. The Nikkei up 0.68%, 32891. Shanghai Composite lost 0.2%, 32.16. And the Australasian markets, the Aussies yesterday, they gained about 0.75% on the ASX 200, closing at 7455. NZX 50, pretty quiet day in terms of movement, relatively unchanged, 11,954. One Kiwi dollar, 0.62 on the button against the US, 0.9211 against the Aussie, 0.5637 euro, 0.4830 pounds, 86.48 Japanese yen. Gold trading at $1,948.64, so it's up $4. And Brent crude up a dollar, $83.96.
Fantastic. Hawaii out of 10?
I would give it a 7 out of 10 for enjoyment, but unfortunately it's got very expensive.
Exactly.
Just a word of warning to people out there.
Well, lucky you're rich. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, for this Friday morning.